It seems to me that it's actually really easy for us to think that everybody else gets it, that everybody else understands immediately what we mean when we say Jesus or when we talk about the things of Jesus. It seems to me that we just assume sometimes, don't we, that everybody is going to understand straight away what it is that we're talking about. Now, put your hand up here if the first time that you heard about Jesus, you fully understood absolutely everything there was to know about him. Well done, Seth. Yeah, no, well done. Yeah. You know, it doesn't work like that, does it? It didn't work like that for me. The first time I heard about Jesus, I didn't get it all. I didn't understand it all. I needed people to keep explaining it to me and, you know, adding a little bit more information so that I could understand it a bit more and a bit more and a bit more. And until, you know, you finally get to that point where you think, actually, do you know what? I think now I understand enough to know that Jesus loves me and that Jesus died on the cross and came back to life for me. You know what? We might not understand every tiny bit of everything there is to know about Jesus. But if we can get to that point, then that's so important, isn't it? You know, as we were singing that song, I was thinking about I wonder how many times in the Bible somebody said to Jesus, Jesus, what must I do? What must I do to get this thing that you're offering, this thing called eternal life that you're offering? And one particular man, when he asked that question of Jesus, he thought, well, if I'm really rich, if I pile up all my money and I've got big barns to store it all in and that's the most important thing, then that's going to work. That's going to work, isn't it? And Jesus said to him, no, listen, you don't need to do anything like that. You don't need to do anything other than believe that I came for you because you are my precious child, that you are the most precious thing there is that I can see. And I did this for you. We were talking about this at communion on Thursday evening, on Maundy Thursday. That statement that Jesus says to every single one of us, I did this for you. That's awesome, isn't it? That Jesus died on the cross for me, for you, every one of us, everybody. And Jesus just wants us to get to know him well through our relationship with him so that we can know the difference that makes for us, but also so that we can be the ones that can go to other people and say, do you know what? Jesus died for you, and have that conversation with them and a bit at a time help them to understand that Jesus loves them. Jesus loves them, reaches out to them, blesses them, forgives them, fills them with grace and hope. You know, so many people we meet in our lives don't know that. And I think that's a really sad thing, that people don't know that the hope there is for them in Jesus. We were singing then, there was no other way than in the name of Jesus. In Christ alone, my hope is found. And that's what we believe, isn't it? Yeah. And that's what we want other people to know as well. God wants us as his people, as his church, to commit our lives to following him completely in all things. And I pray that you will be able to do that. And, you know, at the end of our service, we're going to sing one final song in a minute. And at the end of our service, there'll be a group of people on the sofas at the back there who'd be willing to pray with you and talk things through with you a bit more. If you've got questions you want to ask, however old you are, however young, however old, it doesn't matter. Go and ask those questions. There's a bit of the story that you just don't quite get. Go and ask. Talk about it. Find out more. But please don't ignore the fact that God has given us Jesus. And Jesus is reaching out to every single one of us with every bit of his love and grace and compassion for every single one of us. So consider that for yourself this morning, please.